A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The Jewish rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away, because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. The gospel today has triggered a memory for me from my hill-walking exploits in years gone by. No day on the hill is ever the same, and some days more memorable than others, and some fade away. But Wednesday, January the 18th, 2012, is one of those days I shall remember quite vividly. Not because of summits attained, or because of some spectacular rock climb, nor is it because I met someone in distress or helped someone who was lost off the hill, though I have done that on occasions. No, it was meeting a flock of sheep as I left the hamlet of Sadgill in the Long Sleddale Valley, heading for the modest summits of Grey Crag and Tarn Crag. Hence the little picture stuck into your service sheet. Now, I don't know if you've ever had the experience of walking through a field of sheep, but the normal behaviour pattern is that one sheep gets scared and the rest scurry after it. They run to a safe distance and then stare at you as you walk through the field. But on this occasion, they didn't. They gathered together and followed Aaron and myself up to the field boundary and where the ladder stile was, and watched us continue onto the higher fells. Now, I was due to go back to theological college for my second term. It felt like a little God moment, actually, These sheep weren't scared. They wanted to follow. A pointer to my future, perhaps. When the weather warmed up some months later and the snows had melted, with no chance of returning anytime soon, the sheep and their new lambs would be taking that same journey through a gate into the open country of Tarn Crag. No longer would they be clustered in a field, but rather enjoying the freedom of the hillside beyond the stone walls and the sheepfolds, wandering where they could like ever wish to wander, grazing wherever takes their fancy. The sheep are marked, of course, so the farmer knows which sheep are his in open country. They do wander, but generally speaking, not too far, because they've learnt to belong in their own community, their own family. It's called hefting. Hefting goes back centuries, where a flock of sheep on a patch of land were heavily shepherded and learned where their home was and who they were with. And this knowing where they belong has been passed from ewe to lamb, generation after generation. So generally speaking, bearing in mind there's always the possibility of one sheep wandering to leave 99, but generally sheep do not wander too far from where they're meant to be. And they also know where it's good to graze and where to find shelter amongst rocks or behind boundary walls that exist higher up. When John recorded those words of Jesus calling himself the Good Shepherd, and Peter said, "There is salvation in no one else," this was the time when the church was very much in its infancy. This was the time when the flock of Christ needed much shepherding to learn where home was and who they belonged to. 2,000 years later, Christian faith has passed from one generation to another. And now we live, not in a sheepfold, but on an open hillside, but knowing we belong. We belong to Christ, the heft of Christ, or as Paul said, the body of Christ. We come to worship here, but equally, if we are away, do we meet to worship in a similar context with other Christians? But in this place, we have found our home with one another as we gather around the table here in this place that we love, where we learn and are nurtured in our faith. But there is more. These walls, though built of brick, they're absorbent to the world. We're not meant to be cut off or isolated from the world. We're very much in the world, but not of it. When I climbed that cold January day up to the top of Tarn Crag, new vistas emerged. In the distance, the Scarfells. And in the foreground, high rays, Ramsgill Head, Ill Bell, to name but a few. And I could see the fields where in months to come, when the weather got warmer, you would see white dots all over the hillside. A reminder that there were many flocks out there. But here, this is our flock. We are hefted here, and we thank God for that. And like the sheep, we don't need walls to belong, because in Christ we are home. God has found us and led us to Christ. Today is a day to be particularly thankful for knowing the Good Shepherd. And that gospel reading speaks of intimacy. The Good Shepherd knows his own, and he knows his Father. And the mark of the Good Shepherd is not a splodge of coloured dye, but rather the gift that he shares, gives us to share week by week around his table. So may the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for all and rose again, continue to work amongst us and make all things new. Amen.